This video will talk about LNET bonding in Lustre. The idea is to combine multiple network interfaces to function as a single logical interface. This is also called channel bonding, typically when in reference to switches. A specific type of bonding is dynamic link aggregation, LACP, which will be discussed later. In Linux, network interface bonding functionality is provided by a kernel module that operates on top of interface device drivers. This means various transports are supported, including Ethernet and InfiniBand. Bonding multiple connections on a Lustre server can be motivated by a couple of reasons. Either increased availability, where only one functional link is required to maintain reachability, or increased throughput using the aggregate bandwidth of multiple links. Bonding is probably most useful for Lustre servers. It may also be desirable to bond network connections for Lustre clients, but the motivation is likely performance rather than availability. Since Lustre is a parallel file system, bonding network links can alleviate the bottleneck on the client side when traffic has a fanout distribution from one client to multiple servers. Despite the use case of bonding in Lustre, there is no native bonding support in the Lustre networking layers, LND, LNET, or RPC. When we say LNET bonding, we are referring to utilizing the bonding capabilities in the lower layer network transports, Ethernet, and InfiniBand. This diagram illustrates that Lustre RPC traffic occurs between endpoints at the LNET layer, known as NIDs. Bonding is a feature of the lower layer transport drivers where, for example, two Ethernet devices can be represented by the Bond Zero virtual interface used by LNET. With Ethernet specifically, it is possible to increase aggregate throughput of a bond by adding multiple physical links as slaves. However, care has to be taken to assign an appropriate hashing strategy such that the load is evenly balanced over all links. The nice thing about handling the interface bond at the lower transport layers is that there really is no special Lustre configuration needed. Just configure LNET to look for the bonded virtual interface instead of the slave interface in LNET.conf. The configuration of the physical slave interfaces to be part of a bond, as well as the virtual bond interface, is done in /etc/sysconfig/network-scripts. The entries in the configuration files that are unique to slave interfaces are shown in bold. Additionally, a file is created for a virtual interface that will be the bond master. This is the interface that will be configured with an IP address to remain reachable even if one of the slave links fails. The mode and other options are specified when loading the kernel module, so a file in /etc/modprobe.d, for example, would have the following configuration, where mode number 4 corresponds to active-active link aggregation. In order to realize performance improvement for multiple bond connections, the link aggregation hashing strategy must be set such that traffic is balanced over both links. If the hashing policy is omitted, the default hashing policy when transmitting packets is to pick a link based on the hash of the MAC address plus the packet type ID. Since this is just a function of layer 2 attributes, it means that all traffic to a particular host will traverse the same physical link. In the case of a Lustre file system with many different clients and servers, the strategy may be adequate to spread the load. However, in the case where throughput capacity of OSTs behind a single OSS is greater than the networking bandwidth of a single link, then an unnecessary bottleneck will be introduced. An alternative strategy is to set the transmit hash policy to make use of information from layer 3 and layer 4, such that the two different flows between the same endpoint will likely traverse two different links. The layer 3 plus 4 policy hashes over the source IP address, destination IP address, source port, and the destination port. Just as when configuring a bond interface with multiple Ethernet interfaces, multiple InfiniBand interfaces can be enslaved using the kernel's networking modules without any special configuration at the Lustre level. However, there are some limitations with InfiniBand. Only active-passive bonding is supported. Since bonding happens at the IP over IB interface level, RDMA operations, such as those using IB verbs, do not have visibility into whether the interface is a bond or not. This is okay with Lustre because Lustre uses IP over IB to set up connections between NIDs and continually ping interfaces to check for aliveness. This means that Lustre can transparently use active-passive bonding to ensure high availability of an endpoint. An alternative approach that emulated active-active bonding with InfiniBand was proposed by Shuichi Ihara from DDN at the LUG 2013 conference. The proposed configuration uses both the active-passive bonding strategy and a multi-rail LNET configuration to achieve both failover and load balancing over multiple links. In this configuration, a Lustre server has two HCAs and two different active-passive bonds that are configured. The primary interfaces of the two bonds are swapped, so the primary of one bond is the slave of the other bond. Then Lustre is configured to use two different LNET networks corresponding to one of the two HCAs. The OSTs are divided equally among the two LNETs. This configuration was shown to achieve full utilization of two FDR InfiniBand links. However, the downside to this is configuration complexity. Every client must be configured such that they know about both LNETs, and the InfiniBand fabric must have partitions defined for each LNET. Also, this configuration only supports active-active bonding for Lustre servers, not clients. Troubleshooting with bonded connections becomes more tedious because of the increase in the number of physical interfaces. When verifying network throughput, it is a good idea to test each link in isolation, where in a two-interface bond, one of the bonds is broken, forcing traffic over the other link. When using the LNET self-test tool to verify performance, the distributed option should be used to fan out test connections across multiple slave links. The status of an active bond can be queried from the proc file system. The output will show the status of each slave interface and the configuration options that are in effect for the bond. For the most part, there are no special tuning requirements for running Lustre over bonded interfaces. However, an analysis of potential system bottlenecks could reveal that the increased performance provided by bonding has moved the bottleneck to a new component. For example, if the connection between two Lustre hosts is over a long-haul network, then the default TCP receive buffers may be inadequately sized when performance increases. Additionally, the whole path between Lustre clients and servers should be examined. If the path traverses multiple switches, then it may be necessary to configure link aggregation between the switches to load balance across inter-switch links. Also, on NUMA systems, it may be beneficial to direct the interrupts of each HCA to their own processor. OST threads can then be penned to the NUMA node closest to the HCA through which the OST's traffic will traverse. In conclusion, this video has given overviews of bonding in the Linux kernel in relation to the Lustre and to Lustre's networking layers. The configuration necessary to bond for active-active link aggregation with Ethernet was given, as well as the option of configuring InfiniBand with active-passive bonding. Some basic troubleshooting and tuning tips were also given. Thank you.